DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
And welcome to Not Another Dogcast. The show has already gotten off to a fantastic start.
Yeah. Dogs falling everywhere.
Man, we should have videotaped that. That would have
I know.
Been,
I didn't expect him to fall. $10,000. I didn't expect him to fall.
Oh, that was great. Okay, so for those who don't know or don't remember, I am James.
I am Bryce.
And I'm back.
Finally.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You come back and then we lose another.
Yes. You trade in one James
apparently
for another.
Apparently there can only... The
there can
two.
Only be one.
Yeah, there's the rule of two going on.
What the...
What are you doing? My dogs are ridiculous.
Well, especially that dog, because when he lays like that, all his jowls and stuff flip up and he just...
I know. Really... He's all floppy anyway.
Okay, so... I haven't had a chance to listen to the past two shows. I have no idea what you and Jim have been talking about.
Good.
Probably shit about me, as usual.
Yeah, just ignore those.
So Jim's not here, so let's talk shit about him. So what's been going on? I've been trapped in a world.
Not much.
Well, we've officially had 30 days. Seriously, you guys? I know you guys are... You know, superstars and everything, but it's our time now.
Quiet from the peanut gallery.
What? This is one of those times cameras would have been great.
I know, it's just going to be us talking to my dogs.
They're in a mood today.
I know.
Like, all of them.
I know. I got up a little bit later than normal, so they haven't been, like, running around quite as much.
Oh, so this is your fault.
Hey, if we didn't have to record so fucking early, I'd be fine.
Well, let's... I was hoping Jim would be here, and we might touch on this next week when he's back, but last week, you and your lovely wife had the... See, how was this put? It was a... we got an invitation to a party, and it was one of the greatest... Seriously, guys? Oh, your big dog's just growling at himself.
He's trying to get somebody to come play.
I'm trying to figure out the wording. So it was a find out the sex party, but the find out the was put in tiny letters. So it looked like you're invited to
a
sex party.
Yep.
And my initial reaction was like, no. Oh. And my wife had to read it and go, what are you talking? Oh,
yeah.
She had to explain it to me.
Yeah, but that was pretty fun.
We called it. You and I called it. Yep. Back when you revealed that you were soon to be a father, that you felt it was going to be a boy.
Yep.
I agreed with you. Yep. I just felt it, and it turns out we were
right. Yep.
And we got no credit for it. None.
Meh.
So, but this is... we talked to Jim about this when he was an expectant father, and I kind of want to kind of see where you're at, especially in our current climate, political and everything.
Scared.
Dude, Bryce, seriously,
terrified.
What are some of the fears that you're dealing with now as an expectant father? You're just a few months out.
I know. The biggest, I mean, there's so freaking many. Definitely the education system.
Mm-hmm.
Is a big one. I mean, I know we still have several years out, and I'm hoping any damage can be repaired by then.
Well, you got 5 years before it starts kindergarten?
Yeah.
Isn't five the age?
I think so. But it's still going to... We still have 4 years.
Yeah.
So...
Have you thought about maybe, like, not only... Because obviously, you're not going to be able to afford private schooling.
Yeah.
Have you thought maybe about hiring tutors?
Not really, because we haven't gotten that far yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we'll just have to see. Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, she's not going to do the children the best interest. She's going to do her business interests the best.
Well, and here's the thing, though. I mean, she already, and we're talking about the new
Betsy DeVos,
education Secretary of Education. Here's the thing that impressed me. She kind of started standing her ground when they were trying to reverse the transgender bathroom thing.
I heard
it's that... not a big thing, but she did kind of stand up, and then they
supposedly she hasn't come out and said anything, and she
no,
won't.
She won't. But
because
her actions,
she can't lose her job.
The fact that they had to like give her that ultimatum,
yeah,
tells me that.
But there that doesn't is something... that doesn't necessarily mean that she has the children's
no,
learning
I'm not,
at
I'm
heart.
Not
because she wants to get to a voucher system, which fucks the poor people. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And a voucher system wouldn't pay for 100% of school.
No.
That's the biggest thing, is the parents still have to foot a huge amount of those bills.
Yeah. And we've talked about it so many times on this show, there is a lot wrong with our education system.
Yeah.
And it comes down to stupid people are easier to control.
Yeah.
And the proof of that is in our last election.
He's sitting in the White House, or
yeah,
probably at his golf resort in Florida.
And we're going to get to him. Your dad
Cheeto
and I
Chief.
Spoke not as much as I would have liked about it at the sex party. But I think you're going to agree with some of the things he and I discussed, but
oh, yeah,
we'll get to that later, because I do want to focus on what's happening in your life right now. I mean, we talked to Jim right before his baby arrived,
yep,
and he was a man full of fears, and I've got to expect that you're dealing with the same things.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, there's
you're
tons
dealing
of
with
fears.
The world at large.
Yeah.
But then your own insecurities as... Are you looking me or the...
She's looking her mom.
Okay. As just an individual about to bring another human life into this world, and you gotta take care of that.
I know.
I mean, are you having... Let me put it this way. Are you having difficulty sleeping?
Yeah, I already do. But, no, I mean...
Let me put it this way to our listeners. Bryce is one of the most put together people I know. You're fairly confident in who you are. You're very good to your family, to those who matter. You are a genuinely good person. I know we joke on the show about your murderous tendencies and things like that, but you are at your heart
I appreciate
a good
that.
Person.
Thank you.
And it's the same with Jim. Jim is sometimes he sounds like he's a bumbling idiot who has no clue as to what's going on, but I'll tell you, there's some
he's
serious
a very
intelligence.
Man. Yes.
Yeah. And he may act like he doesn't have it together, but he's more aware of what's going on and himself than people give him credit for, even us.
Yeah.
And I'll say straight up that Jim is one of the most intelligent people I know.
Yep.
You as well. And so, and you both are super aware of what's... You are more aware of what's going on in the world than I am, and I fucking work in a news media outlet, okay?
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason of that is that you guys are... Well, you're about to start a family.
Yeah.
You know? So you are super aware of these things and how they will affect you and your kid.
Yeah.
So, but I want to get, like, to the heart. Like, are there things that you worry about right now about how you will raise your kid?
There's
and I will say
that...
I think you've got it easier than Jim because he had a girl.
Yeah.
And you are not.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me is, yeah, there's going to be moments of, am I doing the right thing? But the best I can do is take how I was raised,
mm-hmm,
and modify what I liked and didn't like about it, and just try and give our son the best tools that he can to be the best person that he can.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I want him to be skeptical. I'm very skeptical, and I believe that's a good quality to have.
It's good to encourage the
thought.
Question.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Question authority, even if it's your parents.
Yeah.
You know, question them.
Yeah.
You can't get understanding if you don't.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's a good thing to have. Yeah. And they're going to be curious anyway from an early age. I mean, that's all part
of
learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really great.
Yeah.
And again, I really believe this, and I know there are parents all over the world that will agree with me. I think raising boys is much easier than girls.
Yeah.
And especially in this world, boys don't have as much pressure on them as girls do.
They don't have the same body image pressures that girls do.
For me, and we're talking high school, which is years away from what you're going to have to deal with, but when they start to get into junior high and high school, there is a lot more pressure on girls to be popular, to fit certain body image styles, to fit certain molds, where boys can pretty much be whatever.
Exactly.
You know? So, I mean, you're going to have that easy. I will say, though, that I've heard that boys are harder to raise when they're younger. Like, a lot of the problems that parents have with girls happen
later,
when they're in their teens.
Yeah.
Whereas boys get all their weirdness and wild stuff out when they're young.
Yeah.
You know, boys are typically daredevils. I mean, they're always doing dangerous stuff. I mean, kids in general, but boys are a little crazier.
They're a little more risky.
Yeah. Boys, and speaking for myself, remembering how I grew up, boys don't really think about getting hurt until after the fact.
Yeah.
Girls kind of do.
They think ahead a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it may not be like conscious thought.
Yeah.
But there is a...
They have a little more of a survival instinct than boys do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Self-preservation.
Yeah. And boys are just, nope, going for it.
Yep.
So, yeah. Yeah, I can't, like... And here we go again, watching the dogs do weird stuff.
Just trying to get somewhere comfortable to lay. Leave her alone.
That's just interesting. Just throw the blanket on her. So, yeah, I mean, but where are you guys at as far as preparation goes?
We still have quite a ways to go.
Yeah.
I mean, we're mentally preparing, but we still have to get stuff together. Mm-hmm. Like, this area has to get cleaned up and get ready, because this is where...
This is the baby's room.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Our studio will be moving.
I know. Where to be determined.
We just got it set up, and now it's got to move.
I know.
We'll just go in the dog's room.
Yeah.
We're in the doghouse anyway.
It's echoey in there, though. That's the only problem.
Well, the thing is you don't have a lot of furniture or anything in there. I think you need things to absorb some of the
sound. Yeah, the cats would destroy it.
Because
it's
echoey in here, but
it's not as bad.
It's
not too bad.
So, you know, I mean...
But the good thing is we can still do it in here for a while until...
Yeah. And I will let listeners know that when the baby comes, Bryce is going to be available a lot less.
I will be taking a short hiatus.
Yeah. Will be on as much as he can, but he's got other priorities, and we understand it. I've already taken steps... So I've got at least two people tapped to sit in your chair. our good friend Dan from Herkimer, he is.
Oh, I don't doubt that he would like to ruin some more electronics.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've already discussed how that will work.
The tinfoil suit.
No, we're going to get a.
You need to get him a Faraday cage, because then nothing can escape.
We talked about that, but we realized he would probably destroy it.
Yeah.
His Luddite powers are beyond recognition.
Strong.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to get two tin cans and a piece of string.
Ah. Go mechanical and then electrical.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you'll just put the can next to the mic.
Yeah, right next to the mic. Yep. It should work fine. Yeah. It should work
fine. You could get him a tube, but that might be too direct.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't. I got to get it.
Yeah.
There has to be some sort of barrier.
Some mitigating force.
And I feel like he can't destroy string.
Yeah.
So
Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I won't be, but yeah. I'm expecting. And then I've also tapped our good friend, Chef CJ. She's willing to come on, and she's one of the most sarcastic and just cynical people I know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you. So, and then, of course, Jim. And we've got a whole cast of, of people that we will be on. So you will be missed, but when you come back, it will be glorious.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it will be full of tales of the first year of fatherhood.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone at the sex party, and they were talking about, since it's a boy, getting a PPTP.
Oh, like a pee cover?
And I said, no. You're not a father until you get peed on. So, and I know you
I'm sure it'll happen.
I know you are a dog father. You've been peed on a lot.
Yeah.
But there's a rite of passage, and
I'm still going to try and avoid it if possible.
Well, yeah, but you know,
if I can make it through without that, I will have successfully achieved.
You will achieve what no other father before you has achieved.
Yeah.
But dude,
it'll be a Guinness Book World Record.
It's gonna happen,
probably.
And you know what?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It happens. That's why you bring extra clothes.
At the very least, extra shirts everywhere.
Yeah.
I might get you like an apron, a diaper changing apron. That you can
I should bring like a lab coat. Like
yeah.
One of the rubber ones with, when you're working with.
No, just
chemicals.
Get some coveralls.
I got elbow length gloves at work. I can bring some of those.
That should be up. The very first baby changing outfit. And send that video
no, I
in.
Need to do, like, a one of the Tyvek suits with a fucking gas mask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The adventures I can't wait to hear about.
Yeah.
It's going to be glorious. But, yeah, I've thought about it. And again, we went through this with Jim. And not to say that I'm not close with Jim, but I feel that you and I have forged a deeper bond for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
You're probably one of my closest friends, and we're related by marriage.
We're family.
Yeah. So it's like I've thought about this a lot and like what you must be going through. And I said it from the moment you guys announced it. I think you're going to do great.
Yeah.
I have no worries about you.
I feel confident about us. We try to keep our shit together. We try and think stuff out before
you guys
we act.
Are very supportive of each other,
and we agree on pretty much everything.
Yeah,
which helps
except for
immensely.
Names, apparently.
Yeah, not really.
Can we talk about some of the names that you tried that were shot down?
Oh, the ones that you suggested?
Well, I only really suggested one. And I don't want to give the baby's name away. I want to wait till the baby's here and then we'll have a big old announcement.
Announcement, yeah.
And we might even get a gurgling introduction.
Yeah.
Get him close to the mic.
If he's awake. I know the first month there's a lot of sleep.
Oh yeah, there is. They're exhausted.
We took a class earlier in the week, which has a whole nother story afterwards.
I would like to hear this story.
Well, not a good story, but yeah, they sleep, what was it, like 17 to 20 hours in the first month, like every day, but it's like an hour. So they'll sleep for an hour, they'll get up, need to eat, sleep for an hour, get up for a little bit, need to eat. I mean, so it's going to be a constant up, down, up, down.
But that's just the first month.
Yeah.
Then your sleep goes away.
Then it starts changing because in like months 3 to 4 is when like the major crying starts.
Yeah.
Because they had this nice little graph that explained some of the stuff that generally happens and the insoluble scream crying really peaks at month 3 to 4.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're prepared for that.
Yeah. Earplugs.
Well, earplugs, but it's like, I know from all my friends who are parents and stuff that it's rough. And
yeah.
It's really rough because they can't tell you what's wrong.
Yeah.
You have to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
And especially in those, like, 3 to 4 months, they can cry just to cry. There doesn't have to be a reason. There's signs that you can see in the way that they act sometimes of, like, okay, it's time to feed him. Okay, he needs to burp. He needs his diaper changed.
Yeah.
He's tired. There's signs for those, and the signs happen before they start crying for it, because that's the last resort that they have.
Yeah.
But there's also that just cry that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the only thing you can do is try and comfort the baby and get him to kind of calm down, and then get him relaxed and to sleep.
Yeah.
So, and you don't know what'll work for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel for you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I will be honest. I'm going to take a little enjoyment out of your misery.
My suffering. It's good that I already am sustained on so little sleep already, so
yeah.
I'm ready to go.
It'll get worse, though.
I imagine.
You will look forward to that 45 minutes, and that's when the baby's up. Yeah. That's when they need your attention.
Yep.
Her paw, that's fine.
So,
do you worry about the dogs maybe getting jealous, because the attention's going
to
be...
Oh, they're going to get very jealous.
Yeah.
We're going to do our best to continue to spread the attention around. Introducing them is going to be a little stressful. That's going to take a little bit of time to make sure that they accept him and don't try and, like...
Eat him?
Yeah, basically. We also have to worry about the cats.
Yeah.
They can lay on a baby and kill the baby.
Smother, yeah.
So that's another thing that we have to deal with. So we have a lot of obstacles we still have to deal with, but that's going to come as it goes.
Yeah.
And that's what most things are going to be, is we have to overcome each obstacle as it comes.
I mean, the dogs are all pretty accepting.
They're pretty accepting. I'm not too worried about them hurting him at all.
No, not hurting, but I think there's going to be a lot of jealousy, because they are, at the moment, even, you know, more than the cats and everything, they're the focus of everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're the center of attention in this household, and now it's like, it's going to be this tiny little pink bologna loaf, and they're going to, and knowing some of the dogs as I do, especially that one there and that one over there.
The most jealous ones.
Yeah.
Jealous boys.
And I actually think that, while Benson here, who's one of my favorites, I think his problem is going to be understanding that the baby can't play with him.
Yeah.
The baby's his size.
Yeah.
And we came to your house last summer, and someone had brought their baby, and Benson loved it.
Yeah.
But he got really upset because the baby wouldn't play with him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't understand, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the one I worry about, like, him getting mad at the baby.
And he usually just, like, he'll try and get Brody to play.
Yeah.
And Brody sometimes is just like, what the fuck are you doing? And eventually he leaves him alone, but he takes a little bit of time to kind of realize, oh, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, he'll learn.
Yeah, I imagine...
He's smarter than he looks and acts.
Yeah, he does. Because you look at him and he...
Those big bug eyes.
He looks like there's not a lot going on up there.
Yeah, smart.
But the funny thing is, if you spend any time around Benson, you can see him trying to work out problems.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the humor comes in, because when he gets frustrated, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like right now, he's trying to figure out how to get in my lap.
He's trying to figure out which one of us to go to.
We both have dogs in our house, and he's getting so mad. We keep looking at him, and that's just egging him on.
It just makes it worse. Yeah. But, so we had this class earlier.
Yes, please tell me about this class.
It was helpful. Good information for new parents. It was in a not-so-great part of town.
Gresham?
Portland.
Northeast.
Take off the east.
Great.
And we come home. go through the next day, and then yesterday, take the car through the car wash. I'm like, all right, cool, get it cleaned, and I Windex the windows. I'm going around the car. I see three scrape marks by the door.
Oh, no.
Someone tried to fucking pop the lock
off.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, so they stuck a screwdriver in the corner of the door and either tried to wedge it up enough that they could get something in there to pop the lock or to pop the door free.
Oh.
Yeah.
North Portland.
In the new car. And there was nothing in there. They would have gotten, like, a pair of sunglasses and an iPhone cord.
Hey, those iPhone cords, really expensive.
$20.
To North Portlanders, it might as well be a million.
So, yeah, that's the new thing that we have to deal with now.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
It's not horrible, and I don't expect it to cost a ton to fix, but still, the fact is, we have to pay to fix it now.
Yeah.
Because some lazy motherfucker thought, I'm going to make a quick buck by breaking into a car.
Some tweaker, probably.
Probably.
Fuck, yeah. Man. You know, and things like that suck for me, because I know there's, like, a ton of good restaurants in the North area.
Yeah.
I won't go there.
I know.
It's fucking scary up there.
Yeah. Our class was in the evening, too, so.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Luckily, there was a ton of other people coming out at the same time, yeah. So it's not like I got to walk alone. But it happened to be the perfect storm for it to happen,
because
I think there was an SUV parked on the side that they did it, blocking view of that side. So they're like, all right, this is
a would have been so great if you caught them in the act.
I would have fucking killed them. not literally, because breaking the law is not
there
legal,
would have been a beatdown, though. That would have been a better story.
I may be fat, but I can fucking run. I can tell your ass that. I'll chase a motherfucker down.
We got to talk about that too. The last time I was here, which was a couple weeks ago, we kind of talked about it. Are you gaining sympathy weight?
Yeah. It started pretty quick for me. I also started eating really poorly for a little while, which did not help.
No, it doesn't.
So I gotta watch what I'm eating a little bit more, and I definitely need to start exercising, but.
Yeah, I've been on this.
Finding the time for me.
Yeah, well, especially now.
Is a nightmare. But even before, it was hard to do, because I have such limited time to give up as it is.
Yeah. You need to get something where you can do it while you're doing something else.
Yeah.
Because I just.
I need a treadmill desk.
My wife and I got. We got bikes last summer, and then a couple weeks ago, last week, we got a trainer, which basically turns your bike into a exercise
stationary bike.
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet. I'm probably going to try it tomorrow. See if I can play video games while I'm riding this thing.
There you go.
I'm able to watch
something else I haven't done in a long time.
I'm able to watch TV while I'm doing it. As a matter of fact, it's a really great thing to do. You put in an hour show and you just bike during
just
that hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose a lot of weight right before Game of Thrones starts, because in the 12 weeks before it starts,
I'm
watching every single episode, one episode
a refresher.
Day, while I'm riding my bike.
Oh, that's very cautious of you to watch one a day. Once I get started, I can't fucking stop.
I need to do it. I've made a pact with the host of my Sunday show.
Yeah.
And she's huge into Game of Thrones. She just got into it last year.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's chomping at the bit.
You either love it
or you hate it. Yeah.
There is no in between.
So we're making a pact. I have to figure out exactly when it starts so I can back time how many, you know.
How long you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've agreed that we're both going to work out. We're going to watch the same episodes. So, like, the first week we will watch episode 1 through 5.
Yeah.
While riding our bikes.
Yep.
And then when we get all the way through and the new season starts, we're going to have viewing parties. And nice. I got her for Christmas. I got her the Game of Thrones cookbook.
Nice.
So we're going to be drinking out of goblets, and we're going to have Westerosian food.
Awesome.
So cannot.
I know.
Wait.
Yeah, I know that production was pushed back some because of the weather.
Yeah, I think
last year it was April.
I think
it's May or June.
I think June 25th
is
the date. I haven't been able to confirm that, but that's the date I've been seeing. on all the articles.
We have these wonderful pocket
computers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw this whole thing. It said like June 25th is the start date. So I'm very anxious. But I'm also a little upset because it's a shorter season. I think this season is only 7 or 8 episodes. And then they're going to wrap it up the next season with like 6. You look confused.
Because it's still showing April.
Really?
Yeah, at least the wiki.
Yeah, I just found a couple of articles and it's
looking like mid 2017, so yeah, probably June.
Yeah.
June, July.
So I need to get a hard date.
I don't think
they've
released a date yet. I think that's the biggest problem.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, did you see that Ramsay Bolton has been cast for the Inhumans TV show?
I did.
I'm not exactly sure. Oh, he really is.
If you can hate a character as much as you hate him and Joffrey, the actor has done a good job.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure the role he's getting. I don't know much about the Inhumans.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I will watch any show he's in. And I'm hoping that this time, like, he'll make me love him.
Look at him take the whole fucking bed. This is what we have to deal with when we try and sleep at night.
He's not that big a dog.
He's the best dog to get to move, because all I have to do is tell him to move, and he moves.
Okay.
Yeah. And he usually curls up into a smaller ball. But he doesn't look like he takes up a lot of space, but he lays in the worst direction.
No, you know what animal takes up a lot of space and they never look like they... Cats.
Yeah.
Cats can take up an entire queen-size bed.
I know, they're always in the way.
And they don't care.
No. They're like, fuck you. Fuck you, human. Feed me.
Yeah.
Feed me.
The wife and I think we're close to getting... The problem is we don't want to get another cat in our current place.
Yeah.
But we really want pets.
Yeah.
And we can have them where we are. We want a bigger place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're dealing with that. It's crazy. So, let's turn our attentions to the Cheeto in Chief. He's got a big address coming up on Tuesday night. Just, I'm not sure.
State of the Union.
Is it State of the Union or Congress?
The State of the
Union. Okay.
It's the greatest now. It was terrible. It's still terrible, but it's the greatest.
I don't know that I'll get to watch it.
I don't know
if I really want to
watch it, because I'm going to have a hard time pulling that gun out of my mouth.
I kind of want to watch it, and I want to like keep a checklist of all the things he addresses.
Yeah.
And then I want to go fact check.
Oh, you don't even have to do that. Just wait. Politico or one of them is going to do it.
I fucking love Politico.
Oh,
Politico,
they're fucking on point.
Politico, The Hill, and PolitiFact.
Yes.
Those three,
they call him out on his shit.
Oh, dude, yeah. The one thing I want to really listen for is how much he just hammers on the media.
Yeah,
because he fucking hates the media.
Oh yeah,
and this gets to what I was talking to your dad about, and I talked to someone else. Apparently, very recently, I don't know the name of the guy, but there's a pretty famous historian that came out and said that Trump's presidency will last 200 days. Given everything that's happening.
Yeah.
He will either quit, which I don't think will happen.
No.
His fucking ego won't let him.
No.
But he will be impeached.
Yeah.
And given how hard...
The only reason I could see him quit is if they were in the midst of impeachment proceedings... I could see him doing something like Nixon did and leaving office.
Yeah.
To prevent that. Because it would look worse to be removed than to choose to.
But here's the thing. I don't think that'll happen. He'll be impeached.
Yeah.
His fucking ego is so
that's
powerful.
True. Like the travel ban. He could have easily just said, okay, that executive order's done. Here's the next one. Here's the corrected version.
Yeah.
But he's so egotistical and narcissistic that what he does, he will not back down from.
No.
So he's willing to take a poorly worded executive order to court when all he has to do is say, oh, well, this one was wrong. Here's the right one.
Exactly. And just, he's so thin-skinned to criticism.
Yeah.
And I don't think he really took into account the amount of criticism or the amount of parody.
Yeah.
And so instead of, you know, like, hiding it, he just keeps coming out and going, oh, the media sucks and it's fake news and all this. No, dude, it's real news.
Yeah.
You're under a goddamn microscope.
Yeah, you don't like it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to me, but I'm like,
Freddy.
Those are some deep sniffs there.
Yeah.
I hope you're not looking for a place to go to the bathroom.
No.
Okay.
No, he'd get up. He may mark occasionally, but he's good about letting us know.
That face.
I know.
Are you talking about me? Shit.
Yeah, you did that to yourself.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, yeah, so
he's trying to do what a lot of like dictators have done, and it's turn the public against the media.
And it's not working this time. I mean, it is to an effect.
It is to his base that already distrusted the media.
We've gotten... I actually... My program director brought in a letter that she received and was showing it off to some of us on the morning show yesterday. And it was a very well-written, intelligent letter that basically said that this person is not going to be listening to our station anymore because we're too liberal. We're a conservative talk station. All the programs on our station...
You're not Breitbart enough.
Apparently not. Yeah.
Which is not actual news.
Now, okay, I should correct that. We used to be conservative. We've gotten more liberal. We've gotten more middle of the road.
You're more centrist.
Yes. Yes,
and that's what we need. And yes. I think that's the only way that we're really going to get to a lot of conservatives is more centrist
information. Live and local shows that we have, and all of them are really good, all of them are really intelligent, all of them vet their... I can't make that claim.
Some of them. Most of them.
Really vet the facts that they talk about.
And that's the important part, is not perpetuating false information.
Yes. Two of the shows are, I would say, opinion shows.
Yeah.
They're news orientated, but they're opinion shows. And I don't think that either of those shows would say that they weren't.
Yeah.
The show that I work on is a news show. There's no opinion.
Yeah.
There's some fun stuff in there that's, you know, opinion, but...
It's entertainment. I mean, you have to have a little bit of fun to make it so that people want to listen
exactly.
or to watch.
And I will be the first to defend that show and say that any news story that you hear on our morning news show, which is the one I work on, they really get in, they research the facts and make sure that the story they present is as factual to their knowledge.
Yeah.
Which means they've talked to other news outlets, or they've talked directly to the source where mm-hmm. the news came from.
Yeah.
The person the story is about. We talk to police. We talk to government officials mm-hmm. if we can get them. Whenever you hear something on our station during those 4 hours, you can bet that it's as
vetted
truthful.
To the best as possible.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't have the budget to send our own reporters and go mm-hmm. out. We have a couple of news partners, but if we get information from them, and these are trusted news outlets here in Portland, you know, and I know that, like most news outlets, if we get something wrong, we'll be the first to come out and say, hey, yeah. we reported this, it turns out.
This is what actually, yeah. A big thing with that, though, is the retraction doesn't get nearly as much attention as the initial story.
Yeah. And so far as I know, though, we've never made a retraction.
Yeah. And that's great. And that's why it's important to do what they do and vet those stories
and
before
they
report on them.
I would say that after this last year and the beating that CNN took,
yeah,
I think you can be very comfortable watching their news now because they had a bad year.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff that they reported turned out to be, I don't want to say false, but it turned out to be
maybe
not
misinformed.
Misinformed.
Yeah.
And I think that their people now are really researching it.
Yeah.
I think most true news outlets worth their salt are really trying to get the facts before the story goes on board, with the exception of Fox News.
Yeah.
Fox News is very biased.
But that's
it's
the only
very
trusted
conservative.
One. That's the only trusted one. Come on.
Because it agrees with
the Cheeto in Chief.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's too many people who believe Fox News to be gospel.
Yeah.
And those people are the people that are coming out now saying that we're bashing the president. We didn't do it with Obama. I can play stuff that says
let's
we bashed Obama.
Rewind Fox for the last 8 years.
Yeah. So it's...
Oh, and look at your current president's tweets.
Is that your nose or your tongue? I'm not sure
probably
what
your
you're
nose.
Doing. It comes down to the problem that we talked about way early in the campaign, and that is people just want to hear news that agrees with their point of view.
Yep. They like to stay in that echo chamber.
They don't want the truth unless it agrees with how they see the world.
Yeah.
And that's not true news.
Yeah.
True news gives you the facts
without
going left or right.
Yeah.
And I think places like, I know people don't like this, but Washington Post.
Yeah.
Washington Post.
NPR is a good one.
NPR.
And I know.
Associated Press.
Actually, I saw it was an infograph of like kind of how news organizations lean. And for the most part, I'd say that they were pretty spot on. They had NPR towards the middle. It was a little left, and they are. If you really listen to NPR, you can kind of hear that they have a very light left-leaning view.
And I don't think that I don't think there's anything wrong with being a conservative. I don't think there's anything wrong with being a liberal. So long as you're open to listening to the ideas of the other side, because
look at the facts, not the alternative facts, the actual facts.
Yes. And especially in this day and age, the world is changing constantly.
Yeah.
The values of 50 years ago don't...
Not the same.
And they shouldn't be.
Exactly.
We as a species need to evolve. And
we've
that means our values.
We've always evolved and adapted.
Yeah. And I think right now we're in this period of time where too many people are holding on to values that just don't exist anymore.
They're trying to regress again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to work. But I think if we get through this, I think there's going to be some real good that comes out of it.
Yeah. And the biggest voting block are the young people that generally tend to be more progressive to those ideas.
And
I think that everyone has equal rights.
And I think that's how Trump was able to get that younger vote, and the reason he was able to get that...
No, he didn't get the younger vote. The younger vote didn't come out. That was the problem. And
I would agree with that,
historically, they tend to be the lowest voting group, but they have the biggest numbers. They turned out for Obama.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I think those younger people, like you, me, and Jim, everyone associated with this show, I think they saw what we saw, and that was either more of the same corruption or just a lying ass bag.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because they didn't turn out, more of the older than us, very conservative leaning.
The ones that consistently vote every single time.
He won those people.
Exactly.
He won their hearts and minds.
Or he
because
he
those
had
people,
the party affiliation.
Those people are too set in their ways to go and do their research, to find out the truth.
Yep.
Those are the people that we're talking about right now, the people who have such a very narrow worldview.
Yeah. They're
and
the
if
Republican
it
or bust. It's if it's not a Republican, I'm not voting for
and them. If they don't, if the news doesn't agree with the way they see the world, it's fake.
Yeah.
It's media and sensationalism.
It's wrong. Yeah, it's wrong.
And I've had people call into the station. I've had discussions with people who call in and, you know, are angry that we bash Trump. And I kind of got in trouble one day.
Yeah.
When someone started saying that we don't, you know, we're not showing the truth and Trump this and Trump that. And I went and I said, sir, I respect your opinion, but it is just that opinion. If you want fact, here are the facts. And I called Trump out on lies and sourced my sources.
Yeah.
You know, I said, this is where the truth is.
Yeah.
You can look this up. I'm not making this up.
It's
he got
right
more
there.
And more angry with me, hung up, and called my program director. Yeah. My program director, who agrees with everything I said, said, you can't do that to the listener. I was like,
because they won't do the legwork to do it.
No, they won't do the legwork.
Because they don't want to know the truth.
Exactly. The truth doesn't agree.
The truth is out there.
But the truth doesn't agree with how I see the world.
Yeah.
So it's not the truth. It's...
And it's really important for media organizations to band together at this time.
And you're
and
seeing
doing
a
it.
Lot of that.
Yeah.
Washington Post put up a... I almost said Obama. After Trump said that the media is America's enemy, the Washington Post had this really clever byline in their headline. And I'm forgetting now what it said, but it was basically a call to action for all real news outlets.
And we need to get more journalism like they had during the Watergate scandal. We need more investigative journalism.
Yes, and I think there's people in Congress agreeing with that right now. And that's why there's still this big push on this Russia investigation.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that Russia didn't have something. And I know this sounds conspiracy theorist and all.
The intelligence community has said that there's evidence that they influenced.
I see you, Brody. I know you're there, but I'm kind of busy.
Yeah.
This poor dog. He keeps nudging my hands like, damn it, pet me. Pay attention to me.
Fine, I'll let dad.
There's proof. There is proof that there was some
influence.
Sort of tampering. Influence, that's better.
At the very least, they did stuff to help
and
sway.
This is a new theory, but I kind of agree with it. This could be why Trump doesn't want to show his tax records. And there's a movement to subpoena them.
So there's a couple things, and I will try and send you a link so you can add it into the show notes.
Please.
There's a podcast I listened to called Opening Arguments, and they had a tax professional come on the show, and they actually did two episodes where they asked him questions about what they could potentially find from his tax records.
Mm-hmm.
We won't get as much from them as we would like on where his money comes from. So it's not likely that we would really find a smoking gun on links to Russia through that.
No, I don't
think
so. Through
his corporations. But they are...
You're going to fall off the bed again, buddy.
Probably. But where was I going? There's a couple reasons that he wouldn't release his tax information if he is under audit. While he can do it, most tax attorneys or like CPAs would highly recommend not doing it.
Yeah.
Because what it does is if you're under audit, it opens it up to more eyes to look at it and say, oh, well, this is what's going on with this.
Yeah.
And that helps the IRS.
Yeah.
So that's one reason why they wouldn't. There is a kind of obscure law that is, I hear, being used in, I think it's in the Senate or the House, where they can basically demand tax information.
Yeah.
And it, from what I understand, they've put it up, like they've put it, the motion forward, and now they have to wait for so long before it happens. But there is Republican support on having his tax information released.
And this goes back to what I was saying before about that his presidency may not last beyond 200 days. it's not just Democrats that are pushing. Republicans are starting to band together. Republicans are starting to see
they're getting a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
Their town hall meetings that they've been doing, some of them have been canceling them because they're afraid of the backlash.
Oh, yeah. They've had angry people showing up at these town hall meetings.
That's what the constituents need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be able... Trump is our president. There's nothing we can do. We can't force him out. What we can do...
Not unless we can prove that he's doing something illegal. Yeah.
What we can do, though, is get involved at a more local level, contact your representatives, and make your voices heard. Two Republicans voted against Betsy DeVos, and it was a tie. It was a 50-50 tie that the vice president, for the first time, had to break the tie for a nomination. And that was two Republican states that were overwhelmed by their constituency.
Yeah.
And they listened. Not guaranteeing that that's going to happen, but if they want to get reelected and they get a majority of people saying, you're my voice, this is what I want, and they don't do it, they don't stay in office because people need to start showing up and voting.
Yeah, and I think people are starting to realize that now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been the case, but it really is, you have to make your voice heard.
Yeah, and it's not just the presidential elections. It's the midterms.
Everything.
Yeah, you have to show up for that stuff. And if Democrats can keep that fire going for the next 2 years, it'll...
You guys need to calm down.
Yeah, he was trying to hump him, so... But if we can keep that fire going,
yeah,
we can make it harder for the president to pass his stuff.
And I don't want people listening to this show think that we're just bashing on Trump because we hate him. Yes,
yeah,
we fucking hate Trump. Yeah. But
if it was coming from the left, you would hear the same thing from me.
If I don't agree with a president, I don't care who he is.
I don't care.
There were
times
I didn't agree with Obama.
Yeah,
I loved Obama. I think he's one of our greatest presidents that we've had in recent history.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with everything he did.
Exactly.
I think sometimes he rolled over when he should have stood tall.
Yeah.
Trump is a dictator.
Yeah. He's a danger.
He really is.
Yeah.
If Hillary Clinton had made it in office, I did not like Hillary.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of Hillary.
Yeah.
Do I think the country would be better under her?
Oh, yeah.
At this point, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My guy was Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
I felt that Bernie had the right idea and the best interests of America at heart. The problem is Americans got hung up on the word socialism.
Yep. They relate it to communism.
Yes.
And it scares people.
It's not the same.
No.
But again, like we've talked about, people don't want to educate themselves.
Good examples of socialism are places like Finland and Iceland and every other
country that ends with
country, land. every other developed country, every other first world country has a grain of socialism in them, which has made them wonderful. I highly recommend a movie. It's a documentary by Michael Moore, whether you love him or hate him. It's called...
Love him or hate him, the guy's a good documentary.
Yeah,
filmmaker.
He does a really good job. But it's called Where to Invade Next. I highly recommend it. It came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
He goes from country to country to a few specific countries and basically takes some of their best ideas to try and bring them back here. That's what the documentary is. And a lot of them have to do with school, like school lunches. They're in, I can't remember which country it was. They cannot charge for school. It is against the law to charge students to go to school. So guess what? There are very few private schools because they can't make money on it. So guess what? All the public schools are amazing because those rich people, their kids are going there.
They want
so guess
the best
what?
Education.
They want their kids to have a great education, so they're pushing for those public schools.
Let me tell you something great that Iceland did that we should look into. The people discovered there was a lot of corruption in their Congress. Most of their Congress ended up going to jail.
Yeah. They
jail.
Yeah. The
If our Congress was held to the same standards...
It wasn't just the Congress. It was the banking system.
Yeah.
They actually tried those heads of those corporations that were doing illegal things.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have done that with the housing market.
There's the problem in this country is there's no accountability.
Yeah.
Or there's easy ways for people in power to cover up their tracks.
Exactly.
And get away with essentially murder.
Wells Fargo, for example, opening accounts in people's names without their knowledge. That would be identity theft.
Big time.
If I went to the bank and opened an account in your name, whether I did anything with it or not, that's identity theft.
It is.
And I would be going to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why has nobody been charged?
Yeah.
It's because...
There's no accountability.
It's because there's no accountability because it's a fully capitalist society.
Yeah.
All that matters to anybody anymore is got to make money.
Yeah. Capitalism is a broken system.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it doesn't work.
There are good things about capitalism.
There are.
But there is a lot of danger that comes with
there's
it.
There's a lot
because
of things
you lose
wrong with it.
That you lose that we need to help each other mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Italy, they have, I think it's 30 paid days a year vacation, no matter where you work.
That'd be nice.
And they Michael Moore asked some of the factory like heads, like the CEOs, he said, why would you do this? And he says, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we help our people out?
The working person is valued far more in other countries than they are here in America.
Yeah.
And it shows.
Oh,
it really shows. But there are other countries where it's worse, too.
Oh, yeah.
America's not the worst country when it comes to that.
No, we're not the worst, but we're by far not the best.
And we used to be.
Yeah.
And I understand this whole mentality of making America great again. But we have to understand that times have changed,
mm-hmm.
and to make America great again means we actually have to give back to people like you and me.
Yeah.
It can't be about the money. It can't be about greed anymore.
Yeah. It has to be social issues that are the most important part of it.
You just look around America. Cities that were once great.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Was one of our booming cities for... So much
the auto
industry,
yeah,
and it is a shadow of itself.
A desolate place now,
yeah,
because a lot of stuff has been moved
overseas, yeah,
because it's more cost efficient.
It's there's so much wrong, and unfortunately, the people that we looked to change those things. Did you see that he's bringing coal back?
He's trying to. I know he's trying to loosen regulations. The thing is. In the industry, the shift has already started going that he's not going to bring coal back to its heyday where everything's
never
burning coal and the renewable infrastructure is there and places like Texas where they can do wind and solar, they're making more off of that infrastructure than they would if they were doing just like pumping oil.
Yeah.
So it's behoove of them to continue that. So the ball's already rolling on renewable energies. They can't put that back in the bag.
The problem with that is, and I speak of this because I know people in the industry and I know how hard they were hit.
Yeah.
The problem isn't that we're shutting down coal mining. That's not the problem.
It's the regulation.
Problem is, The problem is that all these people are being out of work without getting any sort of help to train them for
something
new.
Else. Exactly.
You know, so these people, and on top of it, it all kind of goes back to the immigration issue, really, when you think about it. Because as technology grows, the amount of jobs is dwindling. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
You know.
The more automation... the fewer jobs there are.
And then the problem comes in that the jobs that people could get are being taken by illegal immigrants because they will work for cheaper, and most companies don't have to worry about health insurance or anything.
Yep.
They just got to pay them minimum wage.
Yeah, if that.
And these people are happy to take it.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with people. I've got no problem with immigration.
Yeah.
I will never have a problem with someone wanting to move to this country or leave this country and move someplace else.
Yeah.
Just do it legally. Go through the steps.
Yeah.
That you need to do.
And we need
become
to
become a citizen.
We need to make those steps easier. We need to look at some of these other countries with different immigration policies that are slightly more inclusive than America is. And that's not what they want to hear.
No.
They want nobody comes in. You're different than me. I don't like it. Well, guess what? We're all immigrants. Unless you're Native American, you're a fucking immigrant.
Yeah.
You're a descendant of an immigrant.
But people don't. I was born here. Yeah. You were born here.
Your ancestors weren't.
Yeah.
They came across that goddamn ocean and took this country.
Yeah. And so I'm not saying that illegals need to be deported. I'm saying illegals need to become legal.
There should be a path to citizenship for those that aren't breaking the law.
Yes. 100% yes.
And we need to reform the immigration system from that point forward.
We need to stop making it to where people are profiting off of these people, because there are people that have businesses built up with trucking illegals over.
Coyotes. They make a ton.
Yeah. So there's a lot of problems with this country that need to be solved.
Yeah.
Our current leader, our current Cheeto in chief, is not doing that correctly.
He's
essentially trolling is what he's doing. He's playing to the people. You know, he's saying all the right things, and he's making all the quote-unquote right moves to satisfy a very small margin of this country.
Yeah.
And what it's doing is, instead of bringing the country together,
it's dividing
it worse. Yep. So, okay, we've about run out of time here. The dogs are all finally settled down.
Silenced,
So, next week, I should be here.
Awesome.
Will you be here?
I won't, actually.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I'm glad we know that now.
Yes. I'm glad we did, too. I didn't even think about it.
Okay.
We'll figure it out off air.
Yep. Sounds good.
Cool.
Okay, guys. See you next week.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.